You know, one of the things that's important to me about this sort of thing, I know it's fairly obvious, but I want to say it, is that in my life, and I'm sure in most of our lives, in our relationships with God, that there's a lot of fantasy involved. We have to fantasize that Baba is there, although it's fantasy that is in reality reality, and Baba really is there. But it's still, it takes an act of imagination the whole time also, that you're saying, oh, I'm walking down the street now with Baba. And when I come to an environment like this, because Baba is a focus for 3 or 4 days so much, that I feel like there's a lot less imagination involved, and that he does become more present. And that a wonderful thing happened in the play when the remodeling guys were walking down the aisle with Baba. Every time they'd go by, and I'd say, well, Baba would be here, there was such an atmospheric excitation of just like, just like, he's right here!
You know, I'd like to say one thing about the play. I thought it was a great thing to have an enactment of Puri and Baba's life. It gives a very, it brings to life what you read about. And these plays are, I think, very important because it does bring that whole, it recaptures the entire episode of what occurred. And I think it's a good idea to have plays like this, and I want to thank also, I think, Ward Park should probably
make sure.
It doesn't. I know that so many people have done so many things invisible, behind the scenes, can't be thanked up front like this here, but certain things were more visible, so we can talk about that part, and that this was one of them.
I was just remembering about when Baba would say, people anticipating going to India, and he would say, when you leave, take me with you and share my love with those when you return home. And this is what we should do now when we go to our homes and our work and whatever. We should take this feeling of love and caring with us, because that will be the fruit of this sahaja.
Thank you, Andrew.
I'm Bob, and I'd like to say that each gathering reminds me of what Baba seems to tell us about finding exquisite happiness in hopelessness. I'd like to thank many, because literally this year has been, well, literally and physically and spiritually, this year has been exquisite and ecstatic for me. We were dancing in the treetops yesterday because of Nina's arrangements with the high rope course, and then last night mopping out the dorms, I was still dancing in the treetops. I couldn't believe how happy I could be doing this kind of difficult work, and it was wonderful, and this has been the best gathering I've ever been to. Each year is better and best.
Someone who sometimes doesn't get thanked because he's always kind of at the front, and it's kind of hard for us to talk because he's always talking, is Jerry Hodge.
To the Sufis gathering, it reminds me again what's important and what isn't important. It's so obvious here that Baba's important and the world is unimportant. But when I'm home, it so often seems the opposite. I get so absorbed in these things that are going on that, of course, do need to be attended to, but they're not really important. But I really am so grateful to my fellow Baba lovers here for really showing, you know, in your lives and through your being, love for Baba, which is the only thing that matters, the only thing. And this world doesn't even exist. And it's hard to believe that in the thick of it, but somehow when we come here, it's like the veil of the world seems thinner, and it becomes clearer that it's really Baba's face that greets us everywhere. And I think to have a little taste of that has got to, for me, it's what I live for. It's the only thing that is really happy.
I'm Nancy, and I came to this gathering in a deep place of mourning and grief around my relationship with my mother. Besides, this was a time in my life when I just needed to go through and accept what is. And I've been awed by the people and the programs and everything that was there for me at the perfect time to feel Baba's presence and enabling me to let go and accept. And I give abundant thanks.
Curious about the ropes course. This is obviously something new. Can some of you that were on that talk about whether this is something we should continue? Robert, I know you have spoken, but I know there are some others in the room. I'd love some feedback on that.
I wasn't on the ropes course, but since they're not only 2 years in here, my meeting with them and talking to them, the ones that went and loved it, want to go again, and those that didn't go, plan on going, so that might be something that we might need to go a lot more explore. But the kids, and that age group just loved it.
My family didn't do the ropes course simply because we assumed, didn't inquire, that it would mean missing part of the other program. And at the last minute, decided not to. And the way you set it up was great, so we have it again.
That's the best time slot during that free time, and that's where we continue.
This is not about the ropes course, but it's feedback about this extra day, and to me, how much more relaxing it was to have so much more free time. Usually I feel like I'm rushing from event to event, and I don't want to miss anything, and I'm getting really tired. And this year it really felt like there was time to sort of slow down and maybe just sit around some. Which for those of us who maybe weren't motivated to do the ropes course, it was nice to sit around.
Just one brief thought that came into my mind. Minio's the overall coordinator for the whole gathering, and she lives up in Virginia. Trudy and I live just a couple of hours from here. So Mimi and I were in a lot of contact over the phone, and one of the things that Mimi asked me about last Monday, she said, "What is the weather report for Georgia?" And I said, "I hate to say this, but I watch it every morning, and it was a 5-day forecast, and there's a humongous front moving across through Mississippi, and it says it's going to rain Thursday, Friday, and Saturday." And we were going, "Well, you know, if that's Baba's will, it'll rain." And so many of our things that we have planned are outdoor events, the ropes course, the kids hike, you know, the adults hike, etc., etc. And we really kind of depend on having the outdoors in order to do a lot of our events. And we were kind of going, "Well, whatever Baba wants." Well, it looks like Baba gave us pretty nice weather, and I think we should be grateful for Baba for giving us such beautiful weather.
Thank you, Baba.
Thank everyone for sharing your feelings, and I've heard a lot of people's feelings about the gathering and about where they are outside of this group, and I think it's evident that Baba's working on many levels, whether we speak about it or not. the next part of our program, I need to make some quick announcements, and then the next part of our program is to have Rustam and Sohrab have a final session with us before we then go into some music and a silence for Baba. Ed Legum has agreed to be the overall coordinator of the Southeastern Gathering for next year. Which is a major commitment to Baba and to all of us and to this wonderful activity that's now in its 14th year. What will help him and those of us on the steering committee, Mimi will be the program coordinator for next year, and most of the members who were on the committee this year have agreed to serve in some function again. But what will help Ed and the whole committee over the course of the meetings that happen at various points through the year is to get your feedback, particularly written down. So I know it's a pain, and I'm not sure where your feedback sheets are, but it really helps all of us. Every year we try different things with registration and with various things in hopes that it will go more smoothly and that everybody will be accommodated in the best possible way. If you can let us know what's working and not working for you, and if you can make sure that as you bring the meal ticket down today, if you can try to get that feedback form so that you can put that on one of the tables where the sign-ups were for the discussion groups, and that will allow us to get those forms and for Ed and the committee to work with them next year. It's real important. Good ideas come from these. Most of the things that we're doing this year have come from various feedback that we've gotten from years in the past. The very thing that Trudy said, like having more free time, is something that people have asked, because being together with your Bible family is as important, if not more important, than any program that can be given. And so, you know, it will help the committee immensely if we can do that.
I just do want to make one small plug. There are many jobs to pull off the gathering. Of course, I'm grateful for all those who have worked on it in the past number of years that I've been involved. But I also must say that it's quite a blessing to be able to do Bob's work. It's really an honor. It forces us to get out of our own personal issues and put them aside and just focus on Bob. And it forces us to put those things down long enough to say, Father, what do you want at the gathering? What should the theme be? You know, all these things that come up. And it's that kind of having to surrender to Baba that is an amazing blessing. And if any of you feel that you would like to contribute in that way and have a space to work on the gathering, we'd really love that. The steering committee is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. But it is a beautiful, beautiful blessing. So think about that in your quiet moments, and think of ways that you might want to assist and make this gathering really 100% perfect for them.
I've been asked to make this announcement. If you have not paid for the auction or the bazaar, or if you want to make trust donations, please try to do that at lunch or before lunch so that all the finances can be wrapped up. Tony asked me to mention, too, that there is going to be the first Midwest Sahavas in Chicago. And you can catch the flip side of Rustam and Sohrab there, as they will be featured guests at that. And that's April 13th, 14th, and 15th. And so if you're interested, or even if you know someone in that area that might not be on a mailing list and would like to have this gathering experience, then give their names to Tony so that he can get in touch with them more, so that you can get more information.
Jerry, yep. You know what the attendance is? I'm curious.
The number? Helen? The attendance figure?
It's right around 200.
200.
We're just such a better change.
We've never been able to close registration, so...
Okay, Rustam and Sohrab, can we...
On Thursday night, as we open the gathering, I had gotten some facts together and had intended to introduce Rustam and Sohrab at that point. But Andy, when he was opening the gathering with some of his remarks for us, Andy's brief remarks about the twins seem to capsulize it all, in as much as the beautiful thing is that they're Baba's nephews, they grew up with Baba, and Baba is in their lives completely. And I just want to say from all of us to you, thank you for being here, for sharing those glimpses of Baba, what you had when you were with Baba with us. And thank you for all the effort and leaving your families and bringing your glimpses of Baba to us. Say bye.
We would just like to say a few words. That it is really Baba who has given us an opportunity to be at this wonderful Southeast gathering. And we have really had a wonderful time here with all the love that you have given us. This was truly a sahavas, where all his lovers met in his love. And I would say that when we get back to our homes, we should have this kind of a sahavas every day in our own homes. Sahavas is being together in Baba's love. And as Eraj rightly says, that the best way to meditate on Baba is to get together, talk about him, his love, sing his songs. That's the best way of meditation, rather than locking ourselves in a room and meditating on him where there is a chance for our mind to divert somewhere else. But when we get together and when we talk of Baba, sing of Baba, our minds do not divert anywhere else but absolutely meditate on him. Jai Baba.
Baba Bhagavan. Yeah.
the names of God given by Baba.
Duniya kar parvar ke kar ahura mast Allahu Duniya kar parvar ke kar ahura mast Allahu Tuhi aise dam Tuhi Bhagwan ahura
of his lovers, he was there with us at that time, having a big smile, but at the same time in great pain too. And there were the close ones that were called by Baba to attend Dara's wedding. Of course, we were also there, and nobody was asked to go up on the porch to embrace Baba or to kiss Baba, but all had to pass by Baba, bowing down to his feet. That was the privilege given to all of us over there. And all of a sudden at that time, Baba said, "Where are Rustam and Sohrab?" And he said that he would like us to entertain him. And that was the last entertainment that we gave Baba in physical form. And we were very privileged to kiss him on his cheeks after that. And Baba laughed the last time that we entertained him. We sang for him "The Hole in the Bucket." So we would like to give that performance now for Baba and to you.
Henry! Henry!
Yes, dear.
Get me hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza. There's a hole. But the straw is too long, dear Liza, dear Liza. The straw is too long, dear Liza, too long.
Then put it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Then put it, dear Henry, dear Henry.
With what shall I cut it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what shall I cut it, dear Liza? With what?
With an axe, dear Henry, dear Henry.
But the axe is too blunt, dear Liza, dear Liza. The axe is too blunt, dear Liza, too blunt.
Then sharpen it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Then sharpen it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Then sharpen it.
With what shall I sharpen it? Dry, dear Liza, dear Liza. The stone is too dry, dear Liza, too dry.
Then with it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Then with it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Then with it.
With what shall I Liza, with what shall I with it, dear Liza, with what?
With water, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. With water.
What shall I fetch it, dear Liza? In what shall I fetch it, dear Liza? In what?
In a bucket, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. In a bucket, dear Henry, dear Henry. In a bucket.
But there's a hole.
Thank you. Thank you. yes, 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 yes.